There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From rare dead stock to the latest release, you can find the exact sneaker you're looking for on eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing for. And with eBay's authenticity guarantee, a team of independent professional authenticators perform a rigorous inspection of the sneakers you purchase before they're sent to you, and you can shop confidently knowing your pair is the real deal. And for the sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees for sneakers $100 or more, making it free to sell or flip your collection. With other sites taking as much as 25%, you're going to have a lot of extra money left for, well, sneakers. Check out ebay.com/sneakers today. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. BetOnline covers awards, TV shows, and even reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It is the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, use your mobile device, use the promo code ARMCHAIR to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, guys, welcome into our Pit Panther Rants and our Sports Rants podcast. Brought to you by Armchair Media. Take a seat. It's Vlad Harris here. Well, in terms of the sports world, not much really else going on. I mean, there's college basketball, of course. I mean, NBA. I'm witnessing, down here in Houston, it's been an absolute, I don't know, I guess you'd say a dumpster fire, because let's see, the Rockets, before their season began, they lose James Harden. They had to trade him, obviously. And it's just, you know, it's been a disaster for them. I mean, they've lost 10 straight, and their season's going on a big skid now, and they released Boogie Cousins, who I thought was looking really good, and I guess I'm not sure why they got rid of him. They could probably sure use him right now. I mean, they're probably going small because the season's been a disaster. Kind of feel bad for John Wall, because he's gone from one disaster in Washington to another. And plus, he's been injured, and, you know, he's been dealing with that. Now, Astros, they've lost some players. And now they have, and the Texans obviously has been bad because, well, you know, last year they were up big on Kansas City. They had that gigantic meltdown. They trade DeAndre Hopkins. He's rid of. I don't know for what reason. They got rid of him for David Johnson and some picks. They just didn't think he was going to be the player that he was. Maybe not under the Texans, you know, umbrella, but he did pretty well for Arizona. Although it's not really braggable because he did put up a good stats, but they still didn't make the playoffs. I mean, they had a pretty loaded team, Arizona, and they still couldn't make the playoffs. I don't know. But now Deshaun Watson wants out, and people are necessarily crying foul over this. Well, some people are. I mean, J.J. Watt got released, and people said, well, you know, J.J. got his way, but what about Deshaun? Well, J.J. was in his final year of his contract, and the Texans can release him without, you know, no problem. They technically could have traded him if they wanted to, but they released so he can go find a team, I guess, out of respect. And not to mention that they really weren't going to get a whole lot for him. Although some people say they would, but they really weren't going to get anything for him, what they wanted. So that's done. And of course, Deshaun Watson, before the season began, signed a 4-year contract, 4 years, $160 million. So he just signed an extension and he's a franchise quarterback. You can't just release your franchise quarterback. You gotta do what you can to keep him. Unfortunately, the Texans have explored all those avenues, and well, he doesn't want to stay, so they gotta trade him. So I think eventually he'll be traded, but it's gonna take time. So, I mean, I know people complain about this, but he signed a contract. Contracts are contracts. I mean, now, if the players don't want contracts anymore, I mean, I'm sure the NFL owners could do something where they eliminate contracts and just pay them a livable wage. Make them wage workers. I mean, that sounds a bit extreme, but the thing is the NFLPA, there's an article I just saw about how pretty much they got walked all over by the owners and in the last CBA, and that's been kind of the norm for this whole thing, where the players' associate union, they don't seem to have the backbone to bow the owners, because you got a lot of players who can't live, you know, who can't go without their paycheck. They need it, you know, they need their money. And so when you have a lot of players like that, well, you're between a rock and a hard place. And so you don't have much, you know, leverage to, you know, you don't have much leverage to deal with. So I don't know. I know that the NFL players want their league to be like the NBA, where it's basically a player run league, where, you know, you have players that can, they're allowed to go wherever they want and play with whoever they want now these days. And, you know, it's going to take a lot for that to happen. It's going to take a whole lot to do. For one thing, the players' union has to have leverage, and they don't. NBA, they have plenty of leverage now. I mean, it's pretty even. But anyways, yeah, that's what they're dealing with in Houston. Now let's get to some pit stuff. After I recorded my last podcast, we had another person leave the program. Pit basketball, that is. Audie's Tony left. So now, in a matter of a year, we lose Trey McGowan's, Xavier Johnson, Audie's Tony, and Noah Collier. Actually, I take that back. That wasn't Noah Collier. That was John Hewley, is the guy we lost. So John Hewley, I got their names mixed up, but my apologies. John Hewley, Audie's Tony, Xavier Johnson, Trey McGowan's. So Pitt, in a matter of about a year, has lost an entire recruiting class. So, from a team that, you know, was on the bubble after the whatever Duke, this whole season has just been, well, you know, this whole rest of the season has been a disaster. And they've lost a bunch of close games. I mean, one thing that's been an issue with Pitt, I mean, I was reading Alan Saunders' article at Pittsburgh Sports Now. He talks about the lack of discipline, one of the most frustrating things of Pitt's slide. They keep taking technicals. They're not getting back on defense. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of fundamental, you know, technicals, dumb fouls, and just, you know, they're not doing what, I mean, there's a lot of fundamentals they're not doing. I mean, technicals, jarring with the referees. I mean, you can't fight with the referees. I mean, you got to let the coaches fight with the referees. You can't, as players, you can't, because referees are just going to throw you out no matter what, or give you more technicals, more whatever. They're going to be, I mean, if you're going to insult the refs or do whatever, they're going to just be, the refs are going to be even bigger dickheads, and they're just going to, you know, give you, you know, not give you the calls. They're just going to be, you know, total assholes to you. But Pitt, you know, despite being shorthanded, you know, yesterday, they fought back. It just, well, obviously wasn't, it just wasn't good enough. I mean, NC State isn't really that great of a team, but I really don't think they are. And their football team isn't great either, but, you know, we can't beat them. I don't know why we can't beat them. It's the weirdest freaking thing. It's like they've replaced UConn as the goddamn Achilles heel. And I heard supposedly Pitt football has scheduled UConn, which I'm not sure if Pat Narduzzi knows the history behind all this. But I really would not want to play UConn in anything right now, especially football, because we always found some creative way to lose to him in football. I mean, Pitt's top scorers, Femi Okudel, 18 points. Justin Champagne, 15 points, 12 rebounds, and double-double. You know, first half, I mean, they didn't, obviously didn't shoot all that great. I mean, first half, they shot, total field goals, they shot, I mean, 23% from the floor, and you're not going to win a lot of games like that. You know, overall, NC State shot better, and that's what happens. And, of course, they turned the ball over less than Pitt did. So, if you're hitting your shots, turn the ball over less. But Pitt, you know, on the rebounding side, I mean, they dominate on rebounds, so at least they won one battle. But I'm not sure. If looking at the rest of Pitt's schedule, they got Wake tomorrow, if that happens. You never know. And they have Clemson. So they have two games to close out. I mean, they can. Right now, they sit at 9-10 overall, 5-9 in conference. They're not going to have a winning record in conference. They could go over 500. They have a chance to go over 500, but I'm not really looking at it right. You know, looking, you know, too much. They've been on a major skid. And of course, they lost to St. Francis to start the season. And speaking of Jamie Dixon, well, here's this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive. I'm stupid. You're smart.
Let's play it again.
I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
No, I did take some heat for that clip. I just said basically Pitt boosters approaching Jamie Dixon. And I took some heat for it from some people because people said, boy, Jamie, yeah, he's really blowing up, you know, at TCU. And hey, yeah, I understand. But I mean, he obviously didn't make any, you know, he's made a tournament once with TCU. I mean, that program hasn't been really that great of a hoops program for a long time. I mean, that I've sat in that gymnasium that TCU plays in, and it was basically it's basically a glorified high school gymnasium. I mean, they've made updates. They've given Jamie pretty much the keys to the whole shebang to do whatever. I mean, Jamie did have some success early. He almost made a tournament a bunch of times, but he's only made it once. His conference record isn't that good. I mean, this year TCU's 12-10, they're 5-8 in conference this year. And he lost an entire recruiting. I mean, he did lose an entire recruiting class, just like Pitt did. Would things be better under Jamie right now? Probably. Would he be making the tournament every year? Probably not. I don't think we would ever have recaptured the magic that we have from 2002 to from the you know from when he started from 2002 or is it 2003 2004 to all the way up to the Butler game. I don't think we would have had that whole magic, but I think we would have been at least competitive. We probably wouldn't make the tournament every year, but we would at least made it every other year. I mean, obviously the program wouldn't be much of a shit show as it is now because, well, we let him go to TCU. I mean, he was probably at the door anyway. Then he, we replaced him with Kevin Stallings. And to his credit, I mean, he did recruit Marcus Carr and Parker Stewart. Those were two borderline NBA prospects. Although with Parker now, I'm not sure. He hasn't really played much for Indiana this year. And, you know, this past, not too long ago, he lost his dad to COVID and he transferred. So he left he played for his dad. So he went from a school, he loses his dad. He was playing for his dad and he transferred. So I'm sure he's probably still mourning the loss of his dad. I mean, that's when you lose, when you have that type of loss, I mean, that's, it's hard. So, I mean, even it's hard to get acclimated. But, one thing I did post on Twitter, and I forgot to mention it, was supposedly their St. Tony was hurt in a non-basketball incident. Supposedly a car accident with someone drinking. In addition, Tony was hooking with Justin's ex-girlfriend, and Justin wanted to beat him up and attempted to follow through. I'm not sure how true that is, but Justin was getting a lot of attention. He was very popular, very good player. I really hope this wasn't the case where you have jealous players, because that just sucks. You hate to see it. But for Jeff Capel, I think if this is the case, and if you're not getting through your players, I think he may need to get himself some coaches. Or a coach that can get through these guys, because it doesn't seem like he's able to, or recruit players that are going to be able to. He's going to be able to work with. Well, the thing is, just as long as they're good players, I mean, they're not going to be. When you recruit talented players, you're going to have. If they're all together, they got to work together to get along. I mean, you can have players, but if they don't play as a unit, then you're not going to win games. I don't know. But let me tell you guys about eBay sneakers. Whether a rare deadstock or the latest release, find the exact shoe you're looking for on eBay. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. It's also free to sell sneakers $100 or more on eBay. Thanks to our authenticity guarantee, you get verified returns on the whole transaction worry-free. While other sites take more than 25%, you're going to get a lot more money for more sneakers. Also, guys, the NCAA tournament's going to be coming up. This is March. We got the NBA, we got the NHL. BetOnline covers everything, even awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props of anything you can imagine. Hit the website, use your mobile device to sign up today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR, receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Well, guys, we'll probably close out this Monday because I got to get back to work. I've been up since 6. Well, actually, I've been up since 5:30, and I've been podcasting now for a little bit. Actually, I've started working at 6 because this is report day for me because it's the first of the month and they love their fucking reports. Pit basketball, we'll have to see what's going on here. I don't know. When this whole thing was going, I was wondering if Pat Narduzzi could subtweet Pit basketball players, do something to get the attention off Pit Hoops, because it's just, I don't know what to do. But Pitt baseball's off to a nice start, and hopefully that gives us something to be happy about. I don't know. All I know is it's gonna be another fun Friday, and It's 80 degrees in Houston. It was 80 degrees over the weekend. It was almost as if we never got snow. Oh, well. Have a great week, guys. Huddle Pit.